Now, the past weekend, the Western Cape Congress of the DA voted in an individual to take one of the party's top spots, leadership of the party in the only province governed by the DA. So who is the leader? None other than Bonginkosi Madikizela, who joins us online. Good morning and congratulations, and thank you for chatting to us.
Good morning, ma'am, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Firstly, Mr. Madikizela, we want to wish you on behalf of Voice of the Cape and its listeners, you know, for achieving this, and we want to hear from you this morning about what it's like to be elected the party's top post.
No, it was really overwhelming, I must say. Understanding, of course, you know, the work that we have to do. In many respects, we have to focus both internally and externally. We need to consolidate, you know, our support, especially after such a bruising Congress, and make sure that people are still focused on our objectives, that of becoming a government nationally in 2019. It's not going to be easy, because I think it's human nature that after the Congress, people... you know, those who did not make it, you know, feel a bit dejected and disillusioned. So my immediate task is to really bring everyone on board, because we need each other. But the second thing, of course, is to make sure that we don't take our eyes off the ball in terms of delivering services to our people out there, because any election success depends on your track record in terms of delivering those services.
Right. Now, Mr. Madikizela, when we look at the DA, and in the past week, there's been this whole conflict, you know, between Alderman J.P. Smith and Patricia DeLoe. Now, all of that is something that you have to tackle, which means that there are big shoes for you to fill. And I know that in DA leader Memusi Memane's address to the delegates, he reminded their organization that, you know, they need to leave their egos at the door. This is going to pose quite a challenge for you in terms of, you know, dealing with people from all walks of life under the DA banner. How do you plan on tackling that?
Well, the DA has internal systems and structures that are set up to deal with issues like that. So it's not a... Of course, I mean, it's concerning when you see prominent leaders of the DA, you know, taking their disagreements, you know, to the public domain. But we have internal systems and structures that are set up to deal with issues like that. And the good thing about these structures, they don't look at your profile in the organization or in government. If indeed there is wrongdoing from either of the two members, actions will be taken, and you can rest assured of that. But we will not allow that to distract us, you know, from the goal at hand, as I said. We must focus on our objectives as a party, because there are many members of the DA that are still working tirelessly for us to achieve that.
Now, at the same time, we also want to congratulate MEC Albert Fritz. He's the Social Development MEC, because he will be your deputy. Now, based on that, and we know in the Western Cape, there are quite a bit of social challenges. Do you feel, together with Albert Fritz, you're able to look at a strategy that can tackle the scourge of gangsterism that's affecting the Cape Flats?
Look, absolutely. You know, I spoke about the importance of, you know, a multi-pronged approach on the issues of gang, because while on one hand we have this massive challenge of under-resource in terms of policing,
right,
which is, you know, as low as 30%, which is a very big challenge. But on the other hand, we've got to tackle, you know, the social ills and social issues that are related and associated, you know, with gang violence. So we will need then, in the past, you'll remember that we had a stabilization unit, and we also had a social intervention strategy to make sure that we strike the balance in the manner in which we deal with these things. Because it cannot be just, you know, one part in terms of policing, because policing deals with the outcome of or the symptom. We need to deal with the cause.
Now, Mr. Madikizela, it probably seems like all I'm looking is at the solutions for the challenges we face in Cape Town. But this is one that's a hot topic of discussion, the whole water crisis. What is your plan and what do you want to see Cape Townians doing to help the city in terms of making sure there's enough water to last us till next year winter?
Actually, we are no longer planning for the next winter because we are in the situation that we are in now because of the plans that were made where we assumed that we'll get enough rain in winter. We are putting measures in place now. In fact, this issue is on top of our agenda. Not only the city of Cape Town, the entire Western Cape government, we are all working tirelessly with all the municipalities to really come up with a multi-pronged approach. And there are three currently. One, we are now busy with desalination plants in a number of areas.
Mm.
We are looking at aquifers. We are all looking at water, recycling. And these are three strategies that we are now employing as the government of the Western Cape to make sure that we deal with this crisis. And I want to assure you that we will not allow our citizens to run out of water.
Definitely. We look forward to the change that you plan on bringing to the DA. In closing, your message to Cape Townians who are tuned into Voice of the Cape right now.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very, very much.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Madikizela. We'll chat to you again soon. All the best. And again, congratulations.
Thank you for having me. And all the best for you and your station as well.
All right, thank you. That they are newly elected Western Cape DA leader, Bonginkosi Madikizela, stressing to us that there's a range of things that he plans on putting into place. The first being the party getting rid of its factionalism, and the next being the tackling of, you know, the whole gangsterism that we face on the Cape Flats, and a range of other topics, including that of the water crisis, and also talking about how we need to work together in order to make Cape Town the best run metropole.